From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said the leaders of the G20 countries have agreed to achieve the global vaccination strategy set by the World Health Organization, WHO. The leaders also expressed their views on the need to vaccinate 40% by the end of 2021 and 70% in mid-2022. This is actually a global strategy given by WHO, which is supported by the G20 leaders. Speaking after accompanying President Joko Widodo at the G20 summit in La Nuvola, Minister Retno remarked that the G20 leaders discussed joint efforts to get out of the twin health and economic crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. They also discuss issues related to a close cooperation between the Ministers of Finance and Minister of Health and cooperation with such international organizations as the WHO, World Bank and IMF, as well as the availability of funds to deal with the pandemic. A number of tourism events that have been scheduled in Natuna Regency will still be held at the end of 2021. Tourism business operator in Natuna, Bobby Rosano, told RRI Voice of Indonesia Sunday that he welcomed the tourism events held soon. According to him, Natuna, which is currently in the green zone of the COVID-19 pandemic, is relatively safer than other areas, so that the tourism sector is still running and is expected to increase tourist visit. One of them is the 2021 Sepampang Village Festival on November 13 to 15, 2021. The tradition of the Natuna community, which are packaged in tourism attractions, including octopus fishing competition, spinning top competitions, long drum competitions, and puzzle competitions. In addition, according to the Natuna Dive Resort tour guide Burhan, at the same time, storytelling competitions, art exhibitions, and bazaars will also be held. The event is held by the youth organization of Sepampang Village, East Bunguran District, Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The activity is initiated by youth organization along with the local government and local tourism businesses. Papua will again enjoy Indonesia's media spotlight as it will host the 16 National Para Games or Paparnas on November 2nd to 15, following its great success in convening the 20th National Games PON on October 2nd to 15. Unlike PON, the Paparnas is only co-hosted by Jayapura City and Jayapura District and features 12 events. The Paparnas will just be participated in by 1,935 athletes and 740 officials from all provinces. The athletes will compete in weightlifting, cerebral palsy football, judo, badminton, athletics, chess, shooting, swimming, archery, boccia, table tennis, and wheelchair tennis to secure medals for their provinces. Let's move on to the international news. Australia eased its international border restrictions on Monday for the first time during the COVID-19 pandemic, allowing some of its vaccinated public to travel freely and many families to reunite. After 18 months of some of the world's strictest coronavirus border policies, millions of Australians are now free to travel without a permit or the need to quarantine on arrival in the country. Australia's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on Monday that the travel changes would immediately aid the economy. There are 16 scheduled international flight arrivals at Sydney's airport on Monday and 14 scheduled departures. Foreign Ministry data shows about 47,000 people abroad are keen to return home. The United States is delivering an additional 1.5 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Taiwan. A senior U.S. administration official told Reuters, increasing to 4 million the total number of shots donated by Washington to the self-ruled island, which is under increasing pressures from China. The new delivery of Moderna incorporation doses will depart from Louisville, Kentucky, on Sunday aboard a flight belonging to Taiwan's China Airlines. The official added that Taiwan was a vital partner on global health issues. Britain has reported 38,000 new cases of COVID-19, government data showed on Sunday, meaning cases reported between October 25th and October 31st were down by 13.5% compared with the previous 7 days. A further 74 people were reported as having died within 28 days of a positive test for COVID-19, meaning the 7-day total was up by almost 16% from the previous week. Changes in the number of deaths typically lag those for cases. American Airlines canceled nearly 850 domestic and international flights on Sunday, citing staffing shortage and unfavorable weather, pushing total cancellation to 1,739 and counting since Friday. A spokesperson for American, the world's largest airline, said the company had canceled 848 flights as of 3 p.m. local time on Sunday, more than 16% of its total. That follows 548 trips canceled by American on Saturday and 343 on Friday. Sunday's figure could change as the day goes on. Airlines have been tight on staffing due to the coronavirus pandemic that drastically reduced demand for air travel. As normal life resumes, many are ramping back up. That was the news.
Christmas and New Year's holidays are still less than 2 months away. However, the Indonesian government has begun to urge people, especially those living in the cities, not to travel to their hometowns as customary at the end of this year. This is to prevent a spike in COVID-19 cases after the 2021 Christmas and 2022 New Year's holiday. The government also controls community mobility and tightens health protocols. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, stated last week that the collective leave, which is usually applied on days close to official holidays, such as Christmas, New Year's and Eid al-Fitri, this time will be abolished, including the day before Christmas, which is Friday, December 24, 2021. The abolition of collective leave is to limit the mobility of people, which is usually increases towards the year-end holidays. The goal is to reduce the potential for the spread of COVID-19. Moreover, a number of epidemiologists have warned about the possibility of a third wave of COVID-19 attacks. To prevent an increase in positive cases of COVID-19, the Ministry of Transportation, through the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, issued the latest rules regarding the requirements for boarding a plane. For flights on Java-Bali, passengers are required to show a vaccine card, minimum first dose, and negative COVID-19 information via PCR maximum sample 3 times 24 hours before departure. Meanwhile, outside Java, the requirements are also the same. Some regional governments even enforce an odd-even system policy for private vehicle numbers to limit people's movement. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has indeed lowered the level of COVID-19 for Indonesia. After being judged to have succeeded in carrying out good COVID-19 control, Indonesia was given a level 1 or low for COVID-19 transmission. However, this does not mean that Indonesia is completely free from the pandemic. Neither the government nor the public should be careless about the transmission of the virus. Experience shows that Indonesia always experiences an increase in the number of COVID-19 spread at the end of the long holiday period. The August 2020 holiday season, for example, resulted in an increase in cases of up to 119% and the weekly death rate to 57%. Meanwhile, in May to June 2021, Indonesia endured the COVID-19 wave due to a combination of Delta variant factors and neglected health protocols during the long Eid al-Fitri holidays. Currently, a number of countries, including the UK and Singapore, are experiencing an increase in daily cases. So, it is very natural for the Indonesian government to issue various policies to prevent any potential return of the COVID-19 storm, especially ahead of the long Christmas 2021 and 2022 New Year's holiday.
In Today in History, we began with the event on November 1, 1945, Australia joined the United Nations. Australia was one of the founding states of the United Nations or UN on 1st of November 1945 and has been active in the organization since its establishment. The UN is viewed by the Australian government as a means to influence occasions that directly brings about impact on Australia's interests, but it is out of control with an Australian side. Since joining the UN, Australia has been actively involved in these international institutions. Australia not only played a major role in drafting the Security Council's charter, but also held the Council's first presidency in 1946. On the occasion of November 1, 1999, Bank Indonesia issued banknotes in the 100,000 rupiah denomination. The Indonesian Bank BI issued banknotes in the 100,000 rupiah denomination on November 1, 1999 as an official payment instrument. The money is made from a more durable polymer substrate that is difficult to counterfeit compared with paper. To avoid a counterfeit, the money has been equipped by anti-counterfeiting elements which can be seen and touched so that people are familiar with the authenticity of the money. Syahril Sabirin, as a governor of Indonesian Bank, said that the money distribution with these new emissions was to make it easier and to expedite the cash transactions. The main image in front of the money is Dr. Insinyur Soekarno and Dr. Haji Muhammad Hatta, while on the other side, there is a picture of the house building to promote
respect for both of them and the highest institutions for their democratic values. To conclude with the occasion of November 1, 2006, Nelson Mandela was named an Ambassador of Conscience by International Amnesty. Human rights organization International Amnesty awarded Nelson Mandela as an Ambassador of Conscience of November 1, 2006. The award has been given by International Amnesty to those who are charged to make a large donation to the protection of human rights. The award was given to Mandela because he was thought to be making many donations to the protection of human rights. And that's today in history.
Happiness of you, smile.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is one of the best spice-producing countries in the world, seeks to increase people's prosperity through international trade. One of them is with India, the third main destination country for Indonesian spice export. Indonesian Director General of National Export Development Didi Sumedi said in a webinar last Wednesday that India is now a strategic trade partner of Indonesia. The webinar was a series of activities at the Trade Expo Indonesia Digital Editions 2021 that has taken place from 21 October to November 4, 2021 online interactively and until 20 December 2021 with a showcase. This webinar was joined by Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia in Mumbai, Agus Saptono, Deputy for Tourism and Creative Economy Coordination at the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Odo R.M. Manuhutu, and Regional Director of Food Safety and Standards Authority of India at the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare of India, Priti Chaudhary. Didi Sumedi hopes that this activity will be used to expand the spice market in both countries. He also said that Indonesia has abundant spices and exports from January to August 2021 were recorded at more than $500 million, an increase of almost 13% compared to the same period last year. Indonesia's main export products for spices are nutmeg, cloves, white pepper, cinnamon, and cardamom. Meanwhile, Consul General Agus Saptono, in his speech, said that this webinar aims to provide information and literacy regarding market access for spices and spice products, which have been the main trade between the two countries since hundreds of years ago. Spices have also a significant role in the history of public relations between the two countries. According to him, this webinar is also a means of information on strategic approaches for stakeholders, small and medium enterprises that can be a catalyst for the added value of spice products. Agus Saptono added that the demand for Indonesian spices from the Indian market is increasing rapidly even amid the COVID-19 pandemic. India, with a population of around 1.4 billion, is a nation that has a habit of consuming food and drink containing spices in their daily lives. This means that India is a market for spices and processed products of extraordinary Indonesian spices.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa. aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa? Aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Kali Ulu Beach is located in Klesem Village, Kebon Agung, Pacitan, East Java. This beach is only 35 kilometers from Pacitan City, and it takes 1 to 2 hours by motor vehicles to the beach. Land transportation is the only way to get to the beach, but you have to be careful with the roads that are up and down, and the roads are steep. When you arrive at the Kali Ulu Beach, you can explore the typical areas of the beach. If you go to the west side, you will find high cliffs that become a barrier between the coast and the mainland. Furthermore, you will also find a collection of colorful fishing boats there. Due to the strong flow, you are recommended not to swim too far from the beach. And if you love surfing, you need to get permission from the Coast Guard first. Strong flow with typical waves in the south coast and dominated by corals and rocks is the characteristics of the beach. In Kali Ulu Beach, you can also enjoy a beautiful waterfall. The waterfall is usually used by tourists for cleaning their body from sand and seawater. They also can enjoy the view around the waterfall. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about meminta petunjuk, which means asking direction. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Silakan pergi ke halte bus, which means please go to the bus stop. This conversation happens between Kevin and the hotel officer. Kevin asks how to go to Jalan Asia Afrika Street from the hotel. The hotel officer gives direction to Kevin. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kalau saya naik bus, bagaimana?
Silakan pergi ke halte bus, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kalau, which means if. Saya, which means I. Naik bus, which means take bus. Silakan, which means please. Pergi, which means go. Ke halte bus, which means to the bus stop. Belanja daring, which means online shopping. Bagaimana caranya, which means how to. Unduh, which means download. Aplikasi, which means application. Jual beli, which means buy and sell. Gawai, which means gadget. Restoran, which means restaurant. Naik lift, which means take the elevator. Ke lantai lima, which means to the fifth floor. In the dialogue, you hear a sentence, Silakan pergi ke halte bus, which means please go to the bus stop. It is used to give direction. To give direction, you can use an imperative word such as pergi, which means go. You can add the word silakan, which means please, to give instruction in a polite manner. Let's listen to the other examples of giving directions. Kalau ingin belanja daring, bagaimana caranya? Kalau ingin belanja daring, bagaimana caranya? Which means, how can I shop online? Silakan unduh aplikasi jual beli di gawaimu. Silakan unduh aplikasi jual beli di gawaimu, which means please download buy and sell application in your gadget. Saya ingin ke restoran. Bagaimana caranya? Saya ingin ke restoran. Bagaimana caranya? Which means how can I go to the restaurant? Silakan naik lift ke lantai 5, Pak. Silakan naik lift ke lantai 5, Pak. Which means, please take the elevator to the 5th floor, sir. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kalau saya naik bus, bagaimana?
Silakan pergi ke halte bus, Pak.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini du'adu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik buatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini du'adu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu,
karena takut padamu. Ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala, padamu. Ulalalalala, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, luluh kepada
kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we are going to present to you a keroncong song, Persembahanku, sung by M. Rifani. The song Persembahanku was created by Abdul Ghani and Uchin. This song contains the spirit of sacrifice and devotion to the country and nation. In the lyrics of this song, it is written that the soul and body are willingly sacrificed to the motherland. The spirit is that everyone should have. The keroncong song persembahanku has a medium tempo with the accompaniment of serene keroncong music. Well, listeners, this is Emri Vani with the keroncong song persembahanku.
Lebih From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ulang kembali, ku ingin
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.